Hello, podcast world. So I have not been putting up any podcasts, obviously. I've had a wicked block and I've used my outlets with my other projects that I have going on. But for some reason with podcasting, I feel like podcasting is really my feminine energy and there has been a block in it. So I apologize for that. And that's why I'm here first today. And I am giving you guys this podcast before anything else, the raw version of it before it gets filtered through another day or whatever. Oh man, I'm going to dive right in, I guess. This is going to be a hard podcast, a very hard one. So please, bear with me. If I cry, just give me a second. It's been rough. It's been a rough week, I guess, honestly. I had that situation with my dad, and then I don't think I ever really recovered from it. I feel like I'm able to definitely, you know, hold my own and talk to people, and everything's fine, everything's great. I went to an event on Saturday, and I'm able to be what I need to be for a short time, and then I'm crumbling in other times, like absolutely crumbling. And so he actually called me yesterday, my dad, and we are going to get together for the solar eclipse. I'm really excited about that. But like, look at that. Like my whole week has been thrown off because of him not answering me back. And he was just being a meatball. Honestly, he just did. I could have called him. I should have called him instead of letting it ruin my whole week. Like I did, I could have taken the initiative and like, I could have called him, but I didn't. And so what happened was, the whole week's been just not great and everyone around me can feel it. This morning I was bringing my son to school and we've been having a weird couple days because obviously, you know, probably because of me, definitely because of me. So I had said, I want to talk to you tonight. And I knew that we've done that in the past where we talk at night and it works out really good for both of us because he has time to come home from school. He's in sports, so he can take a little bit of time and talk to his girlfriend and unwind a little bit. And then he comes to me with a very clear mind. And me also, I'm able to have the day to really think about what I want to say. So I know that this works for us. And so this morning in the car, when we just kept talking anyway, it just kept going and going. And I knew we shouldn't have been having the conversation because I just said to him, we should be talking tonight. And I didn't stop the conversation from happening. And then what happened? Well, we got into a huge argument and it was awful. And we both said things we didn't mean and my feelings were hurt and I hurt his feelings. And it was just, it made me feel terrible. It made me feel like the worst mom ever, honestly. And I don't want to feel that way. Like that's an awful feeling to have. But at the end of the day, like I'm the adult and I knew that we should be having that conversation tonight. So I need to really follow my intuition, right? And not do the things that I know aren't going to work because exactly what I thought was going to happen is what happened. And it's knowing that and just ignoring myself and ignoring my intuition. And I think that now that I'm reflecting, that's probably exactly how it's been all week. Like literally, that's probably why my relationships aren't great with my children right now. And I'm arguing with people around me because it's probably, I'm not understanding things correctly. And I'm not following my intuition. Like I knew that I shouldn't have that conversation with him. I knew it and I let it happen anyway. So then going back in and apologizing and being the adult and saying, listen, I understand that we both said things we didn't mean. I apologize. I love you so much. And can we please have a time to speak? And it won't be that way. It'll be different this time. And we, you know, we'll come at it. We can do better. We can definitely do better than that. And, you know, it's being able to come back and say that to him because that's what's gonna literally improve our relationship. I know that like it stinks for him that he has to even deal with that. But at the same time, it's like, I'm doing my best. I'm a human also. And I'm giving myself grace. I had a bad week. We all have bad weeks and I'm seeing it now. I'm actually able to see that like if I was just doing what I knew I should be doing, this wouldn't be happening. So you know, it brought me to a really dark place. I ended up coming home and taking a bath, and I cried. I cried so hard because this week has just been really awful. And yesterday I had the thought, I'm like, ugh, I could just go to bed. Like, I'm all set. Like, nothing's working out the way I want it to work out. You know, me and the kids are arguing. Like, I just need to just bye, go to bed, see you later. And then today, this happening, and that's why I was crying. I'm like, no, absolutely not. I will not allow myself to go back there. I will not allow myself to go back to that sleep state, that state that didn't care about things, that state that argued with the people that she loved, that person who, you know, didn't know better and was blindly walking around like a ping pong ball, having arguments and this and that. And no, I do not want any of that. I am all set. I'm so all set, but it creeps up, and it's trying to be aware. And then, you know, I had to scream at the top of my lungs in the bath, and that released so much energy for me. Once I did that, and obviously I'm home alone and no one called the police on me, thank God. But like, once you literally scream from the bottom of the pit of your soul and you let it out, oh man, it was amazing. It freed up so much space for me to like then feel the feelings, and they still weren't great. I'm not gonna lie. It's not like I screamed and, you know, a dove came to the window and pecked at it, and the sun came out and all this stuff happened. No, that's not how it works. I screamed and I felt a release, but my body was like still shaking. I felt like I was almost having an outer body experience. I was kind of floating. And so I thought to call a friend. And I first thought it and I said, no, let me write first. And I didn't want to. And there was reasons why I didn't want to. This friend and I don't see eye to eye on a couple of things that are, you know, big things, I guess, to this person. So I didn't want to call them, but I did. So I ended up calling, and it ended up being exactly what I thought it was going to be. Just like with my son, just like the past couple of days, everything is because I am not following my intuition. I should not have made that phone call. I made that phone call, and the first thing I said, well, I explained what was going on. Obviously, I was a mess. And then this person was like, would you like me to give you an opinion, or do you want me to just listen? Which was such a nice question to ask. And I said, no, I would like you to talk. I said, however, I know that we don't see eye to eye on certain things, and I can't deal with that right now. So if we could just not talk about those things and just kind of talk about what's going on, that would be great, because I just don't have it in me. And what ended up happening? We ended up talking about those things, and I ended up getting screamed at. And I honestly, like, I'm not in the state right now where I can even receive that or handle that. And I didn't need a doctor. I didn't need a therapist. I didn't need a teacher. I needed a friend, and I needed someone to hold space for me. You know, we're all on these journeys, right? And just because something is one way for someone, I'm going to tell you something. If you can only see things from your perspective, you're going to be fighting with the people that you love. You're not going to be able to have as many close relationships. You're going to be at war with yourself. That's not the way to be. You can really believe in what you love and what you believe in while still having space for people that believe something different, or trusting in the fact that they know what's best for them on their journey. You know, like, we don't have to all have the same thing. And, you know, I think that I kind of learned that early on, because I would talk to people about things and I was almost insulting, you know, and I really have to say things in a certain way to not be that way, because I'm not trying to be insulting at all. And I don't want to come off that way at all. I would never want to hurt the people that I love on purpose. So if I'm sounding that way, I want to know. Let me know so I can work on that. And so that's what I've been trying to do. But I feel like other people aren't able to hold space for me. And I I clearly stated that I could not handle a conversation like that right at that point. So to then be yelling at me about that conversation, it doesn't make sense to me. And again, that's not what I needed. So sometimes when you're on this journey, you are kind of on it alone. And it is definitely, it's definitely hard. I have to kind of figure out a lot of things on my own because the people around me, sometimes they can't understand where I'm coming from. And that's okay. They're on their own journey too. I will say that I am very blessed. My mom and I are, I don't know. I have no idea. I think that we're from the same soul. Or I'm gonna have to research into this or something. I know that you have twin flames and you have soulmate connections and things like that. But my mother and I, we have crazy intuition with each other. And I can feel the things that she feels. We almost have like a twin connection. And I'm so blessed to have her. I really am. I don't know what I would, I don't know what I would do without her, to be completely honest. And myself too. Like, I feel like this was hard for me. This whole day has been hard for me. Screaming, crying, like all of it has been so difficult. But look at me. I'm making a podcast about it right now. Like, I am able to explain what happened, and I messaged my child, and I am not arguing with them anymore, and I apologized, and my day is now changed. You know, my day is doesn't have to be bad. I'm able to change it. And I'm going to read you guys what I wrote while I was in the bath. Bear with me, and I know it's a little wild, but this is it. These are the feelings that we're trying to avoid. And these are the feelings that I just felt really, really hardcore. Okay. The walls are shrinking. They're slowly closing in around me. I'm trying to hold on, trying to cling to anything that I can see. I'm holding my breath. I can barely breathe. I have to write, but my whole body is shaking. I do not and I cannot go back there. I have to balance. I have to wake up. I have to live. I have to get this out of me. When I close my eyes and I scream as loud as I physically can, it makes me feel clearer. I'm breathing myself in and I'm breathing myself out of existence. The scream coming out is all the pain and all the hurt and all that darkness. The moments after are the relief and the break. Those are what I'm clinging on to. Shaking so hard, I have to fight to stay in my body. My hands moving by a shaking pencil. The pencil is what's keeping me here. That's how I'm staying grounded to the earth. It's taking everything I am to not float away. It's just so much easier that way, floating around, not feeling these feelings. But then why do I need them so bad? I can't genuinely be me and help the people that I love in the right way that I'm supposed to. Asleep. Right now, I'm the problem. I am the problem. And that's what I wrote. And I only have a minute left. And I just want to conclude that with, you know, that's a hard truth to realize that these arguments that I'm having with people, I am the issue. I knew better. I did not follow my intuition and I did not approach these conversations, or I had the conversations when I knew that I shouldn't have. I shouldn't have went to that friend in this moment because we probably had stuff we had to talk about before, you know, and I knew I shouldn't go to them, but I went to them anyway. And that's why I had to pay the price for it. With my son, I knew we shouldn't have had that conversation right then and there. I knew it, but I had it anyway. And then what happened? I had to pay the price. We have intuition and we have to follow it. And wow, what a lesson this has been for me. It's been a really wild, wild day, but I'm so happy that I got this out of me. And we are going on vacation tomorrow. So this is amazing. Everything's fine. Everything's great. And I hope that you all enjoy the rest of your week.